Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, man is in the studio. His name is Brandon Scott. He is from Hiram Clark. We just learned today that he was named after a soap opera character who we just did the digging. We found the character. We found the actor and all that. And apparently people are now blowing up my man's phone telling him that they also relate because they were named after some character, what have you. So we'll do a little impromptu question of the day. We'll keep that running. Who or what are you named after? 713-572-4610. But of course, it's still time for B. Scott's thoughts.
Yeah, no, apparently in the 70s and 80s, this was a common thing, naming your child after your favorite television or entertainment character of some sort. So yeah, y'all make sure that y'all text those in. Now, listen, y'all were doing the segment earlier about who has saved the Astros bacon.
Yes.
And I know Tyler's got the poll out there. I forget the exact verbiage, but basically,
whose hot start have you enjoyed the most is basically what I saw.
Yeah. And so I think that there are three keys right now, or three things that I'd like to highlight for the Astros that's kind of kept them afloat so far.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is no less than the second or third best bullpen in baseball.
Correct.
I think has been a big part of, like, they're basically like something like 20-1 after leading after seven innings or something like that. Like, they are incredible. The bullpen and of course, the back end of the bullpen was a big reason why they were able to win last night.
So I
want to point that out. The other two I feel like we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Pena. Like, the rise of Jeremy Pena and just, like, how he's evolved as a hitter. Like, in some ways, like, if you threw this guy a slider in the past, he was basically an automatic out.
Yeah.
Couldn't hit it to save his life. Now he's a much more well-rounded and disciplined guy at the plate, and the adjustments that he's made to his swing have changed him as a player. So I'd point that out.
Mm-hmm.
But then the third one, and this is the one that I really wanted to get to. I saved the best for last. Are y'all ready for the Jake Myers All-Star season?
Ooh.
For the Jake Myers All-Star season. Now, I want to, just for the caveat here, I think that we had a texter point out earlier in the show, and you read it, Reggie, how this is a thing that he did last year in May, and this could be a flash in the pan. Let's see how long this thing actually sustains itself. How long can Jake Myers actually do this?
Mm-hmm.
But as of where we sit right now, okay, he is top three in WAR among center fielders, Fangraphs WAR among center fielders.
So
only two center fielders are better than this guy, according to Fangraphs, and that's hitting.
Yeah.
And then on defense, there are only two center fielders that have a higher outs above average or runs prevented than Jake Myers. So what I'm saying is, he is no less right now on both hitting and defensively, no less than the third best center fielder in all of baseball right now as we sit here on May 20th. Now, will that be the case once we get through June, once we get through July? Time will tell, obviously, as they say. But as we sit right here, right now, part of the reason why the Astros are able to stay afloat is because a bunch of unexpected things happened and have compensated for each other.
Well,
Yordan Alvarez is nowhere to be found. His hands hurt like it's 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, Jake Myers has finally found it. We finally have seen what everybody else in the Astros organization has supposedly seen in Jake Myers all of this time.
Look, he was my pick. You heard the segment. You know, I think Jake Myers is the one that's really saved their bacon. Also, Paredes, we have to throw him in there too.
Yeah, he's been the most, like,
steady.
I would say, like, what you were expecting. He's probably been
saved their bacon, so
he's
to speak.
Been better defensively than you probably thought, but he's been, I think, exactly the player that I was expecting him to be. I just thought that what he was coming into, what was around him, was going to be a lot.
The interesting thing is the All-Star candidacy. Neither one of us mentioned that. I think it's out there if he continues what he's doing. But you got some big names at center field. You know, you've got some big names in the American League at center field. So that might be a little bit of a big ask.
The only center fielders right now with a higher F WAR, Fangraphs WAR, and not to get too Reggie on you guys, but wins above replacement, I think, is an accepted enough advanced stat for most people to kind of consume. The only ones better in center field than Jake Meyers right now are Pete Crow Armstrong for the Chicago Cubs, who's playing out of his mind. He's got a case for right now being the best in all of baseball. Pete Crow Armstrong and Byron Buxton.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about Byron Buxton, I love him as a player, but it would be an incredible season if he managed to make it to All-Star without getting hurt.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I say that with, like, so if you're really doing the All-Star thing, now,
them,
of course.
And them's just the facts.
Right. Yeah. I legitimately, if he stayed healthy, he would be much higher regarded widely than he is. And he's already pretty beloved as a center fielder. So, like, you got, like, Julio Rodriguez in a similar place. Like, and he's going to get love off of his name and then also being a good player. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Cody Bellinger is tracking behind him. And, I mean, Cody Bellinger has a big name, and he's obviously on a huge fan base. So, I wonder how that plays. Maybe you get into, like, a Cedric Mullins place, Riley Green. But all those guys.
All bigger names.
Yeah,
that's
the problem.
Bigger names. But I would like to again point out, everybody that you just named is behind Jake Meyers right now. Like, I'm just talking about right now.
Agreed.
Not reputation, not your entire campaign or the entire campaign of your career, right? I'm talking about 2025 right now.
No, I get it.
The only ones that have a case for being better than him are Pete Crow Armstrong and I think that's really it, because Byron Buxton, like you say, he's got the injury thing.
Jake Meyers is right there defensively. He is on his injury thing. May 17th, placed on the 7-day IL. He had a concussion.
See, I missed that.
I missed that as well.
I missed that.
It'll be Julio Rodriguez, though, from the fan vote. And I'm not saying I don't want, because I agree with your premise.
No, you're probably right.
You know, it would probably, you know, he's got 8 home runs, 730 OPS, 725, something like that. But not the batting average.
Because if you're not an Astros fan, then you've got to be in the sticks to even know who Jake Meyers is.
Correct.
Right.
And so he's going to need to, the Astros will have to, like, be better, let's be honest, right? If you're playing better, I feel like people will catch a little bit more of the wind of what's happening here, but it's going to have to be more than a May thing. Like, you're going to have to show out in June as well. And that's the big question, like, outside of this. All of this that we're talking about is projecting forward, assuming that he keeps doing this. And that assumption, at least based off of what we saw last year, is not one that you can absolutely have. But, I mean, I think we can appreciate what he's done to this point on its face. And it has been really, really good, and it's been really needed. We were talking about something in the break after that segment, which is, and I wish you had brought it up during it, because I think it's such a good point, right? We could talk about the statistics and the way that they look. But can we talk about the eye test? Because he just looks so damn confident stepping into
really
the box
right now. He really does.
Yeah.
When he steps into the box, and that's not even to mention, you know, potential gold glove outfield, right?
Yeah, which has always been there. Or at least for sure since last year has been there.
But he steps into the box, and I was like comparing and contrasting, and I swear I'm not piling on. You guys know how I feel about Altuve. He was like flailing, not unsure in the batter's box. Meyers gets up there and goes, all right, what you got? You know, what's coming?
And what honestly, up, PC? Hope you get some good rest in, brother.
And honestly, I wish I was around the clubhouse as much as I used to be, or a little bit more, to kind of get a sense for this, because I wonder how much of it for Jake Meyers is just a matter of being more healthy. Mm-hmm. Like, after coming back from the labrum or from the shoulder issue that he had back in 2021, I believe it was.
Yeah, it was.
Like, it seems like he just never really became, like figured it out or became the same guy. Now, we're significantly enough removed from that now to where, like, that, I feel like it's not affecting him at all.
Right.
And how much has that helped his, not just his physical performance, but his actual confidence, to your point, Lopez?
So let's do the Sean Pendergast Power Rank All-Star candidates.
On this Houston Astros team. All right. Tough part is that.
It's got to be Pena.
All-star candidates.
Hunter Brown.
All-star candidates are all
pitchers.
Relatives.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But
I was going to say. So
position players.
Position players, it had to be Pena and then Jake Meyers.
Right.
And I think Jake Meyers has a case for being right, really, honestly, being right there because of the, you know, the center field and shortstop being the most important or more important positions out there, I think they're right there neck and neck. So I got one more thought before we got here.
Yeah, man.
What's popping? Because since I mentioned Yordan Alvarez earlier, you guys. What the hell is going on? Like this, you know what it's making me think of? And a lot of people probably have forgotten about this because they ended up winning the damn World Series that year.
You love to see it.
But Yordan Alvarez in 2022 had serious, what felt like serious but odd and mysterious hand issues because he had multiple IL stints.
Yeah.
And not just that. And I think a lot of people forgot about it, of course, because they won the World Series. Yordan had some
monster
postseason and World Series moments that make you think like, okay, well, what hurt hands?
Yeah.
I remember joking about it, though, that year saying, man, the man hits the ball so damn hard, his hands hurt. How amazing is that? But then you fast forward and going into spring training the next year, he was slow to get into a rhythm and slow to get out there because he was still having lingering hand issues from the year before. And I remember that year they decided not to do any kind of surgery.
Yeah.
And just feeling like, I remember the word back then was that they didn't feel like it was necessary. It's like, all right, cool. Bet. Let's roll.
Yeah.
Now we fast forward. That's now 2 years ago because we're going into the 2023 season at that point. Now we fast forward 2 years later and I'm like, what's up with these hands hurting again and hand inflammation? Like, I wish I just understood this a little
bit. The thing that's alarming to me is when you think about the natural progression of a player coming off the IL, he's behind the curve. If he's just hitting off a tee and there's still pain, he should be a lot further along. If he was, you know, he was scheduled to come off May 13th, it's now May 20th. He should be like taking live BP and, you know, stuff like that. And he's just hitting off a tee?
Yeah. And I don't want to get into the weeds of the medical, but like this has happened enough now. I'm like, okay, so hand inflammation. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Like what is the source of that? What is the reason for that? Without having to take me to medical school, can you explain that to me? Why it is that this guy hands hurt all the time?
Yeah, because inflammation, at that point, we're talking about a symptom and not what is the actual cause.
Correct.
And when we do that, when the Astros particularly do that, the cause is usually something that is really deeply troubling, whether it's a fracture or what have you. So, no, that's a great point. But unfortunately, we are at the mercy of what they are willing to tell us, right? Or maybe what they know, which I don't, again, whenever these come
or
up,
both.
I never know what is more scary, the idea that maybe they know and they won't tell us, or maybe the idea that they flat out don't know. But either way, this is where we are. Yes, Ocho, I see you calling him Kawhi Alvarez. I get it. Okay. I hear you. Fine. 713-572-4610, where people have been letting us know what they are named at, what they have been named after. As we found out that Brandon Scott was indeed named after a soap opera character. That is, in a way, what is popping. We'll talk about that and more next.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.